Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Morning. It's been a big day in the chip market, and I think we need to start with the big news from SK Hynix.
Yes, Alice, it's quite a story. SK Hynix has just reported a record operating profit of 9.2 trillion won, which is about $6.7 billion, and they've outperformed analysts' expectations by a wide margin.
Right, and their revenue was also record high at 22.2 trillion won, up 35% year on year. That's a significant jump. What's driving this surge?
Well, it's all about the AI boom. SK Hynix is a leading supplier to Nvidia, and their technological edge in producing high bandwidth memory chips is really paying off. They've even outperformed their rival Samsung for two quarters now.
Wow, that is so cool. And it's not just about the AI boom. They're also seeing demand from countries building their own independent AI data centers, right?
Exactly. They refer to this as sovereign AI, and it's expected to generate long-term demand for memory chips. Their shares rose almost 2% yesterday, which shows investor confidence.
So Samsung is struggling in comparison, I take it.
Right. Samsung is projected to see a 56% drop in operating profit this quarter, and they're struggling to pass the tests to become a supplier for Nvidia's most advanced AI chips.
That's a big gap, and SK Hynix's fortunes are even more remarkable when you consider how much their share price has grown. Have you seen the numbers?
Yes, they've tripled their share price since the beginning of 2023. And Bank of America analysts are very optimistic, forecasting global revenues in the HBM segment to grow from $35.7 billion this year to $57.5 billion in 2027.
But there are some warnings too, I see.
Indeed, Goldman Sachs has changed their recommendation on SK Hynix stock from buy to neutral, and their warning of possible price declines in HBM in 2026 as competition heats up.
So what's the hope for Samsung then?
Well, they could benefit from the resumption of deliveries of Nvidia's H20 AI chip to China. Also, the ASIC chip market, customized memory for specific tasks, is expected to grow, and Samsung could capture some of that demand.
Right, and companies like Google and Huawei are likely to drive that market.
Exactly. So while SK Hynix is dominating the HBM market for now, Samsung still has a chance to gain ground in a different part of the AI chip market.
That's interesting. It sounds like we're looking at a few different segments in the AI chip market, and it's not just about one company or one technology.
Right. And it's a really exciting time for the industry, with so much investment and innovation going on. It's just a matter of which companies can adapt and capture the right niches.
Well, that's certainly food for thought. Lewis, thanks for breaking that all down for us.
My pleasure, Alice. We'll certainly keep an eye on how this plays out in the coming quarters.